We're live?
We're live. Hello.
Look at that ADR.
Welcome to episode 8, I think. I've already lost it. What is this 8?
Ooh, it's 8. I have no idea.
It's 8.
It's 8. Welcome to episode 8.
Wow.
I remember putting episode 7 on my notes and then not writing notes.
There you go.
So.
Yeah.
It's 8.
So now you can just amend that notes to episode 7/8. But welcome, regardless of what episode it is. We're happy you're here. As always, we have some announcements. Hayden, take it away. Memorize everything and be completely serious and...
Rapid.
Yeah. Rapid. Yeah, rapid. Let's see how fast...
We're gonna let your neckbeard do the announcements.
It's gonna form a mouth and talk out of my neck.
All right, Hayden, I'm timing you. It's 8:57. It just turned 8:57. Go.
8:57 for you. It's 10 o'clock here in my world. And you know how I know that? I have no segue from here. Let's start with music. Okay, we gotta talk about all of our good pals from the very beginning, ever since Tyler reached out to them in 1997 to get them to agree to go on this podcast. We've been very appreciative to use the music of Beyond Skyrim, Scanlan Short Halt Music, and Celestial Aeon Project to really bring the whole podcast to life. And give it a little extra sheen, a little extra flavor, a little salt in the mix. We added Sirenscape. They have sliders that let you kind of phase in the effects and phase them out and make them more intense and make them less intense. All that stuff available at Sirenscape. Up next, let's plug social. Like we did, same order as last time, because that's how my brain works. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, allegedly, YouTube. You get the full episode posted on YouTube with the video. So you can see all of our smiling, happy, awake, and excited, lively faces.
That's us.
And also on Discord. Discord's got all the garbage that you don't need. But the stuff that you really want. So head over to there.
It's the junk food.
And visit with us. Come on in for a little Sunday afternoon visit at Discord. The link is in our Instagram bio and on our website. Additionally. Well, I kind of, it was more of an analysis paralysis. Like, I remember we have like 3 more things. I was like, which one should I do? And then just didn't get past that sentence. So I'll just choose one at random. And that one's going to be our Patreon. Patreon.com/RollSlayers for the bonus stuff. Get a little bit of insight into what's going through our noggins when we're making the recordings and what's going on with our characters. Mostly last season stuff. But I'm sure we're going to get some new conversations up about this season before too terribly long. Probably tell you all the secrets. Yeah. Just log on and get every spoiler you can imagine at our Patreon. Also, World Anvil is where we go to, where Tyler goes specifically to plan all of this. And I recently got access to a very small selection of Tyler's World Anvil by virtue of having a character local to the setting. And let me tell you, that guy did not mess around. There's way too much information. And you too can jot down way too much information on your very own World Anvil if you follow the link worldanvil.pxf.io/rollslayers. And finally, we have, you know, we never do Eldritch Foundry last, but here we are. Here we found ourselves with Eldritch Foundry last in the line. And that's okay, because you know what? They know we appreciate them, because we use all their stuff right now. There's like, I'm looking at like 5 Eldritch Foundry minis at the table right now. We use them because they're good, and you can too if you use our discount code ROLLSLAYERS at checkout for 15% off. That's all of them.
About 3.5 minutes. Good job, Hayden.
All right, well, good night, everybody.
Good night, and let's play the Dungeons and the Dragons.
Yeah.
Last we left off, the party had a fun evening with various elven patrons dancing and drinking, as well as Rick, the Warforged, before going to sleep. Bray had a quick conversation with one of his business associates. And in the morning, they made their way to the Temple of Avandra, trying to discern this cipher. Afterwards, they were inquired after by an older elven gentleman, a courier of sorts for a mysterious benefactor, who asked them to find a key located within the crypt or tomb of a being near the village of Wyn Woad, and to keep the key safe from others. After that, they made their way to the Enchanter's den, an actual den of some large animal, and the satyr shopkeep within. He puzzled over it a bit. Mert tried to poke some things and was discouraged from. And then they were summoned by Gale Warded Raven Tree to Blade Rest once again, as they had caught Urglus Thistlebloom, the escaped owner of the Spotted Fawn. Making their way down, Bregg interrogated Urglus for a little bit, persuaded him to give a little bit more information on the Eyeless, and then handed that bit of interrogation over to Zek and Zai. So we pick up with Zek and Zai making their way into
the chamber. Is Visa gonna come with us as well?
Is Visa coming in?
If he's beckoned to.
Who? You guys bring him in with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zek will
three
be
of
like,
you step in.
Visa, come on.
And Urglus looks up and then just kind of like silently groans to himself.
I'm gonna cast Zone of Truth.
Nice.
Oh, there we go.
A classic.
I, like, that's not forgot a save. I prepared that and then was like, oh. What does that do?
Is that a save or is that
a save?
Okay. What is it?
14. Charisma.
Charisma. That's a nat one, so.
Yes!
Oh! Dice jail.
So, to be clear, because apparently I play by the rules now. So Tyler knows what the spell does. Or do you know what the spell does?
To a degree.
Okay.
I was going to reread it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You create a magical zone that guards against deception in a 15-foot radius sphere centered on a point of your choice within range. Until the spell ends, a creature that enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn, blah, 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 makes a charisma saving throw, a failed save. The creature can't speak a deliberate lie while in the radius. I know whether they succeed or fail. An affected creature is aware of the spell and can thus avoid answering questions to which it would normally respond with a lie.
Okay, so can I have Visa and Zek make charisma saving throws, please?
This might be hilarious.
Oh gosh, yes.
I mean, we don't have anything to hide.
Clearly.
Zek fails.
Okay.
Yeah, Azisa succeeds.
Great.
Ooh.
Interesting.
So you cast Zone of Truth. There's a flash of green in your eyes, and there's this like subtle breeze even here below that blows through this kind of sphere of influence. He kind of looks at you, squints.
What do you want?
We want to know more about the Eyeless and why this is what you believe. Why do you think the Eyeless are better than you?
They displayed it to me.
How did they do that?
Your power.
What kind of power?
The kind I don't understand.
Even though we murdered all of them.
What makes you think you murdered them all?
Well, the group that we found, we can find the others.
Please do.
It's So this is something that you are still very much wanting to be a part of.
I don't need to want to be a part of it. I'm part of it. You're part of it. They're part of it.
So this is bigger than just this cult here.
The Eyeless, their sight reaches far.
Zek is just standing here, looking, trying to look really imposing.
Can I make an intimidation check for me? You have inspiration from your coffee.
Yes, I do. He's like a little bit like twitchy.
Just a little bit energetic, yeah.
He's like trying to just fold his arms, but he's like kind of like shifting on his feet a little bit.
Looks like he's ready to kill a man.
Okay, that's not much better. 8.
8. Eyes you. Looks back, turns the station back to Zai. He does clock Visa for a second, just a brief second, but turns his attention back.
My brother, his permission from the elves to create parts of you, but we really would just like to know more about the Eyeless and who is running them and what is the end game.
Control.
Control of the whole world or just this continent?
Control.
Okay.
He's not lied at all, obviously.
Well, yeah, he can't.
Classic Tyler. He knows the spell.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I told you. I was like, well, I don't
want an interesting
to,
spell.
But I will. Yeah, it is. I don't know.
So you have anything clever?
Sure. he'll kind of approach a little bit, and in this dark-lit space, I think he'd absolutely notice Visa's eyes, which register kind of like orange or golden, like cat's eyes in this level of darkness.
Yeah.
Just kind of regard him and narrow his eyes a bit, and he's like,
so you're comfortable aiding and abetting in murder?
I?
And you seem to believe that these eyeless are the natural progression.
Aye.
Now they showed you power.
Just nods.
What about their power makes them anything different than other power you already know?
Tangibility.
He just kind of gestures his hand and a small flame alights over it.
Do I have your worship now?
Not for party tricks.
Is it candlelit in here?
No, it's an arcane lamp.
Arcane lamp, okay.
So for mutilation, that's persuasive.
There are two types of power in this world. Power that comes from gods, and power that does not. And this god's direct influence, well, something special.
I'm intrigued.
Cut out your eyes. Maybe you'll see.
But you haven't done that. How do you see?
I've not been deemed worthy yet. Not my like my sweet, your.
So is it Gorm's testimony that sold you on this whole thing?
No.
Just trying to understand what part of it was tangible.
You should see for yourself then.
No,
go, find him.
I want to know what was tangible to you.
That's fine to wonder. I prefer to keep the experience in my own head.
Is Gorm gone with them now?
Gorm's found her place. Aye.
Would you like her eyeballs back?
I don't think I'm allowed possessions here.
We could keep them somewhere safe for you if you would like them.
By all means, put them back where you found them. If I ever get out of here.
Which you won't, because you'll probably be hanged.
Likely so.
Or however they deal with murderers.
A cocktail of poisonous nature.
It's a pity.
That's life. I've made my peace.
I don't understand. You want to follow this god because it's the power that you will have. But then we are offering you something tangible in return for giving us information. And yet you don't want that.
What makes you think it's the power that I get? I just said power.
No, they've made a believer out of him.
You specifically said that it was tangible. And now you have nothing tangible and you hang and it is not there. You don't want to see what is going to come.
Oh, by all means I do.
Then why not tell us?
We're glad to.
Get you out of here, perhaps, and let you see it.
No, not with all this, I've admitted.
To what exactly? What did you do?
Aiding and abetting murder, I believe it was.
Well, that's all that's tangible.
I'm a dead man walking. Or sitting.
Do you have any desire left to sway others to your cause?
Not at all. But if you're looking for them, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I'd appreciate that because we'll see if I go to my room at the tavern and just gouge out my own eyes. I'm afraid that I might be left a little bit, well, lost. Instead of finding actually what it is you seem to be advertising.
Sure. Well, tell you what. Give my love to Gorm before she rends you. And two.
Is there a region where Gorm might find me?
Did you find any paper below?
No.
Nothing.
No, what should I look for?
There should be some sort of note.
Does it lead to a location or?
Of sorts.
Well, I thank you. If there's anything to make of this, any purpose for it.
51 22, 13, 35, 44. Best of luck. You'll need it.
I've got 15.
I can repeat those numbers.
Yeah, we'll just
yes, please.
I don't think 15 was
51.
Uh-huh. Oh, oops.
22.
Uh-huh.
22. 13. Uh-huh.
13. 35. Uh-huh. 35. 44. I did get them all. Pen and paper, guys.
My brain is not available.
I wasn't doing any better, and it was just confirmed in a moment.
Oh, okay, but there's only four word scrambles. We call
could be a separate
handgram?
Puzzle.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Put them together. I don't know.
Well, friends. I think we probably got all the candy out of him without doing the torture. Yeah. That's off the table.
You don't really get anything from doing the torture anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
So you guys are done here? You exit?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are able to easily relay this to the group?
Yes.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, Zach is gonna come out and tell Greg, I understand now, I will not drink coffee. I don't know. I'm feeling really weird, not like myself.
Oh, he's been shattered already. Okay. Is this before or after they told us everything?
It's probably before.
Well, how did I take it didn't quite go the way you hoped it there?
Well, I was not my normal intimidating self, but Visa is very wise in his elderliness and accomplished many things.
Well, let's hear it. What'd y'all find out?
Visa relays the information and then just kind of remarks that this guy at such a low level on the totem pole seems to be bought in enough that he's probably not persuadable.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the three of y'all are quite a team, huh?
Yes, we have help from Evandra as well.
Okay, the four of y'all are quite a team then, how about that?
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
See, I told you about the coffee though. You know, you get the right amount, you'll go in there feeling about as good as you can possibly feel.
What was your second roll earlier, Natalie?
16.
Okay.
The third one is a 20.
You don't need the third one at this point.
Okay.
Since you have more information now.
Do I? I'm still in the dome.
Can you not hear through the dome?
I don't know, can I?
Yeah,
if we got more information,
yeah, we would like
about the cipher,
knock on the door,
our
maybe
heads together, we'd probably say, hey, or while you're working on that, we also learned this.
You can also hear through a dome. It's easy to drill a hole in a mic in a head and hear through the hole.
What?
Do you have like a little, you'd have like a little ear horn?
Yeah. It's easy enough to design that. You could design that into the thing.
Out of it too.
Ooh. I mean, I thought a lot of these things. Like the pipe.
Does Ori sound like a drive-thru?
I have thought a lot of these things. I have not acted upon them.
Okay, well, okay. So we
Zach also so would like this not to be like an Iron Man thing, or he's gonna nix it.
We'll just tap on the mic and share the info.
Yeah, easy enough. And some of that starts to click. And you close your door and start to crack on this code again.
Okay.
And pieces start to come together, 51, 22, 13, 35, 44. There are five letters in each stanza. There are five different sets of numbers. 51, 5, 1, letter 5 in place of 1, letter 1 in place of 5. You start to rearrange based off of these positions. And it won't matter for the numbers or the letters I let you know, because I didn't give you the specific way they were set up here, but you rearrange and start to come to different pieces. You start at the end, the one you were working on already, and it comes out to T-O-A-I-D. You move to the next, or the first, and it reads S-T-A-G-G, which is confusing to you. But the next is A-R-T-H-I-S. And then as you kind of are breaking through this, it finally reads, Staggerth is able to aid. And you feel pretty confident in this translation. So as you guys are talking, Ori's working on this, it'll probably take you like 10 minutes as they're chatting away. You guys are probably just talking about it, puzzling through Vinsler Raven Tree's, inquiring about things.
Visa would pull Raven Tree aside and say that the shopkeep confessed to aiding and abetting to murder.
Nod seriously. Like takes out a small like piece of wood, almost like the size of like a trading card, and like chips into it with kind of like this metal tool, a couple letters, and then just puts it back and thanks you.
Do they have trading cards?
No, this is not a trading card. It's just the size of a trading card.
We do have trading cards in Altheris.
There are trading cards of the Guild of Goodwill, yeah. But he does not have a trading card.
Are those circulating on which continent are we on?
Altexia?
Altexia.
You would not know, personally.
Fine.
I burst out of the mic and I said, got it!
Everyone.
Oh, I forgot you were in there.
Boom!
What does it say? Oh.
It says, Staggerth is able to aid.
Ori, that is very impressive that you did that. You are so smart.
Well, it was only with the help of you.
Ori, your head is so small and yet is so smart.
Thanks.
What?
I guess.
So have you heard of Staggerth?
What is Staggerth?
I don't know.
Staggerth is a city. You know this.
I do know. It's a city.
They don't know. Visa, Breg, and Ori would know. Where did you? You probably made port elsewhere, so you wouldn't know. You probably made port in like New Caledonis. So the three of you would know that it is a port city on this side of the Woodfear Mountains, south of Esalen. You would have passed through it from Glimmervane. Visa, you would have worked out of Stagger for a large part of your career. Reggie would have arrived either in New Caledonis or in Stagger, but you've heard of both.
How far south from Esalen is it?
You do not have a map.
Apparently we need to buy a map.
But Ori knows, probably,
yeah,
that it's about 9 days travel.
Glad we made that distinction.
Okay, so this cipher, the slip of paper, where did we get this?
Off the corpse of the half elf
guy who was in the cave where they were sacrificing people.
Okay, so do we think that Staggerth is able to aid them?
See, that's
so like Staggerth is bad?
Yes, I think Visa would chime in. He says, well, the kind gentleman did chime in the key, those numbers. As I was asking where I might happen upon those who are faithful to the Eyeless. Specifically, go on.
So it's possible that not the entire city is evil, but just the people that are part of the Eyeless that are there are willing to help them or something.
It's true, they could be referring to a chapter down in Stag.
Yeah.
Where is the Wind Woad place? Is that anywhere on the way to Staggerth? Do you know where that place is?
I don't think anyone's familiar with Windwood, probably.
Can I make a check to see if, I mean, I've been here for
a minute. Make a history check with advantage.
Oh, with advantage? What a generous.
I don't know what other check that would be for knowing your surroundings.
Well, I rolled a 6 and a 4, totaling 11 for my advantage.
You know that Wynwood's around this area.
Perhaps we go and we buy a map soon, so we can figure out maybe the next steps of our travel if we are going to leave the city anytime soon.
Well, you know what? Better yet, we pop on down to the general store that's not currently being operated by anybody. I bet you we can find some maps there.
Well, that is an excellent idea. Let's try that first.
Free map at the Spotted Fawn? Okay.
And maybe some other things.
Vinzalur thanks you for your help.
How much does he thank us?
He doesn't thank you with monetary. He doesn't offer any monetary thanks, but he clears his throat. Looks like this problem's a little more widespread. I can send word to Staggerth, or if you're headed that way.
Why exactly did you call us down here? To help you?
But then I figured you'd be a vested interest. Well, you caught him originally. You seem to be invested in this eyeless business, whether it's for money or not, but...
Yes, because you pay us. That is...
That's fair.
How jobs work. Is that how jobs work here?
This seems to be a bit of a mutual benefit. We got something. The Warden got something.
So we get paid with information. That's how you do it?
This time.
Like my friend Zaya, I don't feel as though I quite got as much out of the arrangement here as I would have expected.
But then we best make it work to our profit.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what. There may be more gold in it for you if you figure out to what extent this problem runs.
If there is a chapter or some sort of presence of the Eyeless or servants of it there in Staggerth, perhaps send some discreet missive to your connections there in Staggerth so as not to alert them.
Sure. I'll send word. They'll root it out if they can.
Would we do well to head down there?
Oh, the Celadon guard stays in Esalun.
No, I asked if we would do well to head down there.
It's probably something we should talk over.
All right. Well, we got time. We got to get some maps. And I meant to mention this. It's probably a bit odd to, for the first time, see a face attached to this voice, but it's just an elf talking.
So you have not dropped your disguise as of yet?
I'm still an elf.
Elfing it up. Okay.
How would you say the current face compares to what I saw under the helmet?
It's very similar, but it looks like an elf face. So it's gonna have kind of longer features.
Hmm.
It has, you know, elven pointy ears. But it's quite similar.
Okay. You guys headed to the Spotted Fawn to get a map?
Yes.
Okay.
Lift a map.
Let's see. I'll just pop it in the Discord for now. I don't have a printed one yet.
Huzzah.
Sorry. But now you have a full map of the city, or not the city.
I'm gonna pin this.
I can do one with hex grid as well if you want one for like travel time.
I would enjoy that. You don't have to post it for everyone.
I'll add the hex gridded one as well.
That'd be helpful.
It's a day travel per hex. This does not apply to ocean travel. That will be different.
All right, folks, let's go out of character for a moment and discuss our options. How about that?
Wynwood is north.
Wynwood is like, it's off the path. We're going to try to jet over to Stagger.
It's connected to a major road, Wynwood is.
It is that.
Which is probably way different than getting out of the forest.
Well, there is it's harder to see, but there is a path out of the forest. It is more of a game trail than a road, which is how the elves make paths. You'll see that same type of path around Inzlorenor that connects to both Keldia and Heatherfield. But the long dashes are more of game paths, and the dots are more of roads.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's a path to Wemode, and there's a path to Sommer. Sommer would be more direct towards Stagger.
There is no path to Wynwood. The path leads to Sommer, and then that takes over with the road to Staggereth and Wynwood, respectively.
What about the path that goes from Vasselthune to Wynwood?
Yeah. If you zoom in really close, oh, there is a path there.
We have done that.
I didn't zoom in close enough.
The question is do we want to go Wynwode Staggereth? Do we want to go direct Staggereth and try to catch some folks?
Both Zai and Liz don't care anything about Wynwode, but if y'all think that sounds cool, I am 100% game for it.
I think Mert is just down for a grave robbing. Lifting the key, but more out of curiosity than like getting paid.
Sure.
See where that kill your leads. Stance.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I don't know. I don't have any way to frame the question any differently, I suppose. The thing I can think of is if the Eyeless strike again and we're late to the party.
It's a very great concern.
Well, and then also the whole thing of like, do we really even want to make the Eyeless our chief concern right now?
I'll say this, and this is kind of Jed and Visa. The Eyeless, first off, came out of nowhere the first time. Right. And have proven themselves to be either widespread or in the wind or something, according to the shopkeep. What was his name?
Urglas.
So I don't know that we would be able to like root out or completely like uproot the Eyeless in Staggereth if we got there, because they might be in multiple cities, but Staggereth could be like a contact spot. So I don't know that we can beat the clock. Plus, if they make a move somewhere else, that gives us a better picture. And I think there's something to be said for if there's some large story plot going on, or like some large like newsworthy thing going on, to like getting to work together a bit more before we tackle something like that. Because we've what? Fought some guys in a basement and rescued an elk.
I mean, I like the way you think on that. If you're talking, we ought to establish some rapport with a nice little side quest.
Well, it seems like we like each other well enough, but like, how well do we work together in different scenarios? Even just interrogating a prisoner is learning more ways that we work together. So I think Visa might throw out some, lend some credence to there being value in testing our metal together.
On a smaller
cool, great
our job. Our options. I like the idea. I'm convinced.
Yeah. Same.
So you guys reasonably have come to the conclusion to head to Wynwode.
That's right.
Investigate a lead.
Okay.
Grave robbing.
You guys headed there now, or are you picking up anything? I know you picked up a map.
What else is there in the store? We have to look around. If we're going on a journey, we have to stock up and make sure that we have everything that
that's
we need.
That's true. The general store is amazing.
Anything in the PHB in terms of gear.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Can we settle this maybe not on the podcast? Or do you want...
No, we can retroact.
No, that's just the rest of the episode.
Okay,
now.
Yeah, it's like...
I will take 18 pounds of jerky. And
all the jerky.
We're just gonna lip stuff from the jerky.
All the jerky. He likes meat a lot. That is his favorite.
Need a lot of meat.
Are you guys
it all right if I go ahead and get back into my my raiments?
Like, you mean your normal, like your
face, your bucket head?
He like puts his hand to his side where there's nothing and then pulls away and there's just a helmet there that materializes.
Wait, but can I see that again? That was really cool.
Oh yeah, it's I did an illusory spell before. So if something's out of the illusion, like I just did, it appears. So I put it back, he puts it back and it disappears again. Pop it back out.
Oh, so this is what your face looks like under the bucket.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. That is why you wear the bucket, because you don't look like this handsome man.
Yes, remember, I'm very ugly underneath the bucket.
Oh, why don't you just take the bucket off and look like this handsome man to eat?
To be honest, it takes quite a bit of energy to maintain all this, so I try to kind of save it.
Zai, are you saying that you think elves are handsome?
That is not what I am saying. I'm saying that...
That is what you're saying.
He says that he is so ugly, he has to wear bucket for his head, and then he makes himself not ugly to
right,
keep
but
the
I
bucket
can,
off.
There are a finite number of times I can make myself not ugly in a given day, so I try to conserve those, you know?
Sure.
Like
why
how
do you I'm, care if the eyeless man thinks that you are handsome?
Oh, that's just a nice touch for me, you know? If you're gonna dress up, you might as well look your best.
Oh, yes, I guess that makes sense.
Why not? You know, not every day that I look like this, so I might as well just look like this now.
This is all very confusing, but sure, I guess that's...
But you can see the basic logic behind it, right?
Yes, you are ugly and you don't wish to be ugly, and so you do some magic.
That's about it.
I am still very confused by this handsome elf.
Look, don't think about it too hard, Zach. It is not concerning.
You guys picking up any horses, pack animals, anything on your way out? Or are you guys indeed leaving today?
What time is it?
Midday.
Perhaps we wait until morning and get one more good night in with like some decent beds.
Would the general store have brewery supplies?
Let me just double check.
Should.
PHB?
Yeah, I feel like if we're taking the forest path, setting out in the morning is probably best.
Yeah.
It's all the adventure.
You don't want to travel
PHB, not necessarily the specific. Tools. Yeah, so I would say no.
Okay, cool. I don't necessarily want to RP it, but like at some point, since we have the rest of the day,
buy
like,
supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just make sure the cost real quick.
It says 20 GP where I'm looking.
Yep. Mark that off.
Sick.
Is there anything else we're doing in preparation, or are we just getting rest for the day?
I'd probably go back down to. Oh my gosh, why can't I remember the name of the temple here?
Fate Changers Court.
Yes,
I wrote Changebringers Court, and then I crossed it out and wrote Fate Changers Court. I'm like, I don't know. It's
yeah,
too close.
I don't know why I can't remember it.
It's always changing.
I would go back there and just kind of tell her about, like, I don't know if you want to RP that?
No, they write it down and are very pleased to have More change to add to their logs. And they, I mean, like, they're very appreciative. They, again, kind of wax poetic on what it means to be an Evandra follower, to go where, you know, you are being taken, to take not necessarily the path of least resistance, but the path of encouraged movement, right? Yeah. You guys have a good time chatting. As Zach, you can soak up any of that info that you want, or not.
I'm probably just staring at the words.
Yeah.
Did they solve the puzzle? Did they figure it out?
They were getting closer. They had made some strides, but they hadn't solved it.
They didn't figure it out. Okay.
Are you gonna let them in on it, or are you gonna let them puzzle?
Yes, like, I have no reason not to trust this person, so I would tell them that we figured it out.
Yeah.
Generally what our plans are, so that they know where we're going to be.
Sure.
So they can contact us.
Sombul's excited about the puzzle and has been having fun and is happy to have the answer because they admit that they were a little bit obsessed with it.
Should we tell the Seder guy about them?
We should give him the cipher, but not tell him that we figured it out.
Rindle's very appreciative for the cipher and pulls out his little monocle again and starts to try and puzzle through it.
Real quick, is are we like all going back to the silver goat in the evening time, or like
probably
early afternoon, late afternoon?
Probably after shop hours.
Shall we?
Yeah. Okay. I want to see if I can pull Mert aside.
Okay. Easy enough to do. You grab Mert.
I communicate telepathically. That seems like the nice thing to do with this book.
Thank you, too.
Hey, did I, the other night, did I ask you for a whole pile of coasters?
Yes, you did, and I have them.
Well, you want to make a little money?
Yes. How do you make money with pieces of wood?
Well, they look pretty nice, right?
They're well made.
Pull one out.
Huh, can I keep one?
Sure, yeah.
Do you need all 15?
Yeah, we'll be gone for about 20 minutes. Watch this, I'm gonna show you something.
Okay.
And I wanna head to, I would like to head to a place, Oberon's Respite.
Okay, cool. You make your way through to the southern portion of the city.
I'll kind of gesture to everybody else. We'll be back in a little bit. I gotta tie up some loose ends before we take off, all right?
Okay, I suppose that makes sense.
Sure.
Apologies.
Martha's going with you.
Well, I'll just wait.
Oh, yeah. he wanted to do a little ride-along action, see how things go in this corner of the world.
You make your way to the western district of the city.
I'm a little fine. I know. I want to see how things sound. That's fine.
You can sneak and follow.
No, I wouldn't.
I can't sneak.
That is not necessary.
Where specifically within the district are you looking to go?
Well, I was interested in looking at where travelers are most likely to be kind of entering the area.
Sure.
You know, but
the main gate.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like the main gate where the kind of like entry square is?
Yes.
Okay. Easy enough, you make your way past like Green Peak Arena, past Telrin's and Master Yu's abode. Eventually passing Grapevine and the Lonely Pebble, which are conveniently located pretty close to the gate square, where indeed in and out travelers are making appearances, mostly humans, elves, half-elves, though you do see half-orcs and the occasional dwarf or gnome and halfling.
Okay. He's gonna turn to Mert and say, all right, you kind of always, and this is all telepathic for ease of communication.
Cool.
So you struck me as the type to, you know, be interested in, you know, getting a little bit of extra something on the side if you can get it, right?
I do like getting more of the shiny coins, yes.
Well, here's an opportunity for you. This is something I learned a long time ago. I thought it might be nice to just, you know, share an experience together before we kick out of town.
That sounds good to me.
So here's what I need you to do. First, hand me those coasters real quick. Well, let's duck into an alley for this a little bit.
Okay.
You duck behind, like, Fellfall Armory.
So I've seen this done a few times before. I've done it a few times myself. What you need to do is make sure, you know, we can talk in our heads pretty easily. So we'll use that. Stick pretty close to me and let me know if you see any guards approaching, that sort of thing. But otherwise, we ought to be in pretty good shape.
This sounds fun. I'm excited.
It'll be a good time. Don't you worry about it. We're not taking advantage of anybody that don't need taking advantage of.
He's gonna cast disguise self again and be back in. What do I call that elf? City Hall elf.
City Hall elf.
He's a DMV elf.
DMV. Well, not DMV. I think that
he's not the astral.
He's more
elf.
Like a passport office elf.
Oh, okay.
How do you change the way you look like that?
It's just a little bit of something we call magic, and he does that. And he casts. And where are all my spells? Why is this so hard?
No offense for you.
He casts minor illusion, and some sparkles come out of his hands.
Now, is that face that I saw the other night, is that your real face?
Yeah, in a sense, it sure is.
Huh.
Appreciate you keeping that to yourself. You've done pretty good on keeping that mum.
Well, it's not like people could understand anyway.
That's gotta be pretty tough for you, my friend. If ever we get to a point where they know that I'm talking to you inside your head, if you want me to spell out those more complex thoughts for you, I'm happy to do so.
You know, that could be super useful. It was easy when I was taking the vow of silence, because I could just get away with the little prayer vow, and people wouldn't ask me too many more questions. But this cooperation thing needs a little bit more talking, and that's kind of hard.
Well, I'm happy to help you fill in that gap. You're clearly a pretty smart little guy,
sometimes.
You know, I know talking can get tough if you don't know the language. I mean, I couldn't solve that puzzle. Saved my life.
Well, if I have anything, how does the mind thingy work?
Oh, story for another time.
Okay, dude, shut
up. Right now, we got some tricks to do.
Okay.
He's gonna like wait by the gate, ideally for a position that's kind of out of plain view of the guards.
Sure.
And you know, not necessarily like completely out of their sight, but you know, not right up in front of them.
Yeah, leaned up. He's maybe going into one of the stables or something.
Yeah, he's going to look for someone who looks like they're there primarily for shopping or tourism purposes, not a merchant per se.
Okay. A good 5 minutes pass before...
Preferably a group, by the way.
Okay. A group of humans who look to be, based on their dress, probably from New Caledonis, likely Keldia or Fessera, with larger coin purses and modest raiment, who look kind of excited to just be kind of experiencing another elven city. Likely they've been to Enzlorenor at this point.
I'm going to approach those. I'm going to approach those three. Or, did you say three? Let's make that up.
It's canon now. Three.
I'm going to approach those three and kind of clap my hands together and say, "Greetings, my friends."
Good heavens.
My name is Levelelm, and this is my associate Bert. He's on training for the day. Pleasure to make all of your acquaintance. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Esaloon.
Thank you.
I've been making my rounds, like many of the other officials in other areas of the city, to alert everyone to that there's been a bit of a challenge with them. Shoplifting of late.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
It does besmirch our fine city. So to combat that, the king's office has authorized me to hand out tokens in exchange for gold that you can then exchange at any merchant and any of our city offices.
Make a persuasion check at advantage.
I'd like to make a case that that's a deception check.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did I say persuasion? Deception at advantage.
Oh my gosh.
Rolled 2 19s.
For a total of?
Well, 19.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, it's still not bad.
That's good, that's concerning. How many, what's the exchange rate for gold to token?
Well, with these tokens, we're typically going to offer up about, I would say, the economies in D&D are really messed up, as we have discussed at length. Would you say that this would be a piece of information he would know? Is 5 gold too much?
No, you could probably push it to 10.
Oh, I could?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bit of an odd number this time, but for 8 gold per token, it's typically what we've been charging, and you will receive smaller tokens at any merchant if you need to bring change, so to speak.
Great. Well, how many tokens do you have?
I currently only have 14. I'm afraid that the previous group cleaned me out a bit, but should you wish for more, you can find another dressed in the same uniform, of course, and you can get more tokens.
Okay. Looks to his compatriots. They kind of chat among themselves. We all together will buy all 14.
Oh, excellent. Well, so you'll send me back to the offices today to get more, huh?
Yes, we want to be prepared. We want to see Karina.
Would you kindly hand these fine folks the tokens?
Oh. Hand it over, they fork over 112 gold. nod to themselves, satisfied.
Well, thank you. I'm sure we'll have a pleasant time in your fair city.
Oh, I certainly hope so. Please enjoy all of the shopping experiences and many of our fine inns.
Oh, yes. Do you have a recommendation?
Oh, recommendations. Well, the Lonely Pebble right over there has quite a reputation for having being a rollicking good time.
Good, good. We'll be on our way. Thank you.
And they bustle off.
Oh, you're most welcome.
You are now 112 gold richer.
And what do they get from this token?
14 coasters.
Nothing.
Oh, they don't get anything from it.
They're just going to spend it as 8 gold per coaster.
Okay. Yes. I wasn't sure if they were going to get two gold, like 10 gold for an 8 gold.
Well, that would be a reasonable exchange rate. And I'm not so high.
This is just a regular old scam.
He's just grifting.
All right, now, let's go ahead and, gotta drop that accent. Ooh, that was a sticky one. What do you think's fair? Probably 75-25 your way, 60-40, what do you want?
Typically, on a job like this, we split evenly. But given that this seems to be mostly your operation, and I was just here for show.
No, you're right. We ought to go 50-50 on it. So that's 56 gold a piece. That's not too bad for, 20-30 minutes of work now, is it?
No, that's way more lucrative than a typical pickpocket operation.
That's right, it is. Now let's get the scud out of here before somebody catches on to all this.
You do see them making their way towards the Lonely Pebble, where they will be quite dejected.
Now, did you put anything on the coasters?
No, they're just
to make
coasters.
Them look legit or anything?
They're just nice
pieces
coasters.
Of merch.
You
they're
should get nice. Ori in on this.
I didn't know whose speed this was, you know?
She could make it look legit.
You guys are able to make your way.
We're gonna start a counterfeiting operation.
The axe is just called money. We don't make money. I don't know where. It's a joke. It's a play on words. Barely.
Oh man, this could go so bad.
You're able to make your way outside of Oberyn's respite in an expeditious manner. Are you headed back to the Silver Goat?
Scam tourists.
Is there anything else you'd like to do while out and about?
We could probably retcon, like, shopping through the magic stuff.
Sure.
Like,
oh, the magic stuff?
Yeah.
You can shop. You will not be able to afford.
Okay, fair enough.
You are level 4.
Fair enough.
You are level poor.
Level 4.
True. You make me a tower.
But you can definitely shop.
Okay. I might just hang on to the little pile for a bit.
Sure. Is there anything else anyone else is doing for kind of evening time, meal, bedtime sort of deal?
More maybe hanging out in our town.
tavern. Is Ori inside her Mykonidor, or is she out and about this evening?
Oh gosh. She's probably pretty tired from puzzling all day. So she's around her Mykonid. She's probably inside, maybe. Chilling.
Okay.
No, like you can bother her. Look, she's not.
The hatch open?
Oh yeah, she may be like right next to
ice.
Yeah, she's gotcha. Chilling.
Zek is gonna be like, I am very glad that you have this place that reminds you of your home inside your large fungus. When I am feeling that I am missing my crèche where I grew up, because this place, it is too soft for me, so I lay on the floor instead of in these cushy beds because I am feeling like I am going to grow soft, like I am going to, you know, become squishy and weak like everyone else out here. So
like
I, you have created things to mitigate the softness with your, because you are so smart.
Okay.
Yes, but I don't want to become, I don't want to lose squishy. My hardness.
Yes.
So anyway, I like to sleep on the floor as my way. So it's like you have your little hole with your squishy things, and I like to lay on a hard thing, and I feel like it is nice that we can both remind ourselves of home.
Yeah.
I wish that there was more sustenance bricks out here, but I am making do with the fresher meats.
Sustenance bricks?
You'll go into a side drive about how they had like
got 8 meals a day, you know.
Yeah, so many meals of like just mystery meat bricks.
That's very much the giveaway, is just sustenance.
Over
it is what makes us so much stronger
flavor.
Than you.
It's a very efficient
else.
Way to get all the proteins. Don't have to waste time with like the cooking. But I am beginning to understand, like, oh, you have this steak. It's a pretty good, but if you take this one, that guy put some seasonings on it. Maybe it is better?
They do taste lovely.
Yeah, but sometimes I just kind of want a break.
Yeah.
Well, what about, let's see, you know, like dried jerky?
Oh yes, I took a bunch from the general store, like from the Spotted Fawn earlier.
So I wonder,
anything that was meat related in the store, I'm bringing on the journey. So
I wonder if like we could make you sustenance bricks.
Oh,
like having big cubes of meat and.
Make a survival check for me, Ori.
Salting it and letting it dry, and then a cube or a brick.
Yeah,
a survival check.
Yep.
Oh,
what was the name of the food making?
Yeah.
I don't think I wrote that one down.
I don't think I did either.
I was like, that's not gonna come up. The Varsh.
The Varsh are the teachers, but
or like the caretakers.
Yes.
19.
19.
Ooh.
You kind of think back through an old recipe book that you perused. Because you were bored, mostly. And there is essentially a recipe for what is, in our world, called pemmican, but it's basically a brick of fat and meat that you could easily make.
We could totally do that. Yeah.
Oh, Ori.
I've heard about it before.
You have so many random knowledges inside your tiny, small sparkle head.
It's just ideas. Sometimes I blank on a lot of things, but... sometimes there's always another idea that comes.
Could we perhaps do this like before we go on this journey together?
Well, we'd have to get some raw meat.
Do we have time for this right now? How long will it take to cure?
How long will it take to cure?
Pemmican's easier to make if you use already jerkied meat.
Oh, already jerky meat. Okay, never mind. Not raw meat.
Chop it up, mix it with fat and some other stuff.
Oh, so we take your jerky.
Brickify it.
Okay.
So we just need some fat and your jerky.
Okay.
Chop it up and mix it all up and then put them in bricks. And then you just, that's
let
it?
Let it dry.
And then you just let it dry.
It's not good tasting.
How
close is it to our sustenance bricks?
It's fairly close.
Okay.
I love just that we're remaking the Snowpiercer sustenance bricks.
But it's not a lot of people.
I'm sorry?
But it's not people.
Yes, absolutely not people.
Do you want to do it? We can do it right now.
Yep.
You can spend your night, you can borrow some knives from the kitchen, you can make some sustenance bricks easy enough.
Put some in his pack, he's like...
You can add some spices if you prefer, or they can just be bland, meaty, fatty.
Maybe I'll like spice half of them, like experiment.
There you go.
Is this better?
Yeah.
What if you put...
If it's learning.
What if you make some of them like a little sweet? Like put some syrup on it?
Oh.
And salty and sweet?
Kinda hungry.
Running about our chicken biscuits. Get our salty sweeties.
But easy enough, you can make your sustenance bricks. Greg and Merge return some point. During
taste
this process.
Thanks,
is there anything else you'd like to do over the course of this evening?
No, I think Visa's just been tickled pink watching Ori and the Gith twins from next to probably like next to
the fireplace. You're not twins.
He's my older brother.
Oh. I am several batches older.
The Gith twins.
Several batches.
Wait, he's older?
Clutches.
Oh, no!
Can be pale by the little hairs that he's growing on
Can't
his
you see?
Baby face.
I mean, it's more than
like Pat. Little Pat.
He is very, very mature. He is almost an adult.
Okay, yeah. That seems right.
I like how you're chastising Greg about probably an age misconception Visa had. And didn't voice.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I mean,
you're welcome.
Gosh, Greg. Yeah, right, he's older.
And Visa, you actually do recognize this recipe as a druid. This is definitely... This recipe is like... kind of an older recipe that definitely will last a very long time.
Yeah, he's just tickled because it's like kids getting excited, like, let's go make the most boring thing we can.
It's like kids playing with Oobleck.
Oobleck is cool. It is still cool.
Sure.
Oh, delightful.
You are able to rest, recuperate, morning comes. And another day is upon you. What would you like to do?
Are we gonna leave? Are we gonna try to leave like early?
Sure.
Should we get the pet animals?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably
would have done that the day before.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would they just asking like if we asked a local, would they be advised to take pack animals on the forest trail? Would that be like a benefit or a hindrance?
I mean, like the forest, it's like a very large game trail, basically.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you could take a wagon down it.
How many days is this?
It's just not a very nice
four?
Paved road per se. It's more like a dirt path through the forest that kind of winds and winds its way instead of being more direct.
This is what, like a 3 or 4 day journey?
No. Well, actually, yeah, let's see. With the other path that I didn't see last time.
You put it there, bud.
I know. Well, not my map maker put it there.
It's hard to see on the hex
map.
It looks like 4 or 5.
Oh, hex map in there.
It's a little windy. 5 days.
5 days.
Okay, so I feel like it's kind of short to like bother with buying pack animals. Do we want to just hoof it, or do you, I don't know.
It's more of an investment, is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. If we
you
got-
mean, yeah, and I guess Asaloons would be bigger than Wynwood.
If we got, like, one or two pack animals and a, like, a cart, then we're not feeding as, we're not feeding six animals for every day.
Mm. Right.
Plus,
right.
That's easier to buy and sell if we decided not to keep the animals.
Okay, great.
Hey, Tyler, I don't have a cart anymore, do I?
No, you do not.
Okay.
That was
an incident. It's fine.
That's gone.
So we buy like some mules and the cart and...
You want a cart or you want a wagon? Price difference isn't too big.
How much is the wagon?
Just get a wagon.
Wagon is 35 gold.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like okay. two animals and a wagon is probably good.
Right. Are we thinking draft horses or mules?
How much for the horses?
50.
How much are the mules?
8.
Oh.
I mean, we're kind of a smallish group of people. Like,
if the purpose is pulling a wagon.
Correct. Yeah.
That's true.
Just get some mules.
Okay, so two mules and a cart or a wagon.
Question.
I feel like this part of D&D, I'm like, no.
Can my Myconid pull a wagon?
No.
Okay.
We haven't seen Rick.
Addendum.
You haven't seen Rick in a while.
No, he left.
You can see Rick if you'd like.
He ghosted us.
I'd like to suggest we buy a third mule, just in case one, and for old time's sake, two.
You mean last campaign?
Harrison Ford and Brian are three mules.
Something happened.
Okay, so three mules.
I think being able to cycle one out.
Yeah, rest.
Or if one dies, then you have a
mixture. Or if we get injured and we need to rest somebody.
So that is, I believe, 59 gold pieces.
Oh, cool.
All right. What's that?
Ten each?
Yeah.
10 each? Oh, that's fine.
Okay, you guys purchase three mules, a nicer wagon that's covered.
Yes.
You can store stuff on top of, on the side of. It's got all sorts of pins and hooks and places to store rope and chests. And the interior is not very well furnished or nice, but it is a wooden interior with what looks to be a bench on one side and. Another bench on the other side. You could probably roll a sleeping roll out on one of the benches and sleep in it if you'd like. But easy enough, you guys are able to secure that and make your way out of the city through the gate in the northeast of Sager's Court, traveling once again into the Bronewood, the wood around the city of Esselin.
Were there any like other big landmarks that we passed on our way out of town, or like points of interest, or?
You pass through the Yeldergots district as well. The great trees there, but no really large landmarks.
I would like stop and kind of peek through the like hole into the Feywild, mm-hmm. and like look just to see if you could like see an elk, and then like
make a perception check. Let's see what you see.
No.
Not one.
Can't see it.
It's actually really foggy in the Feywild right now.
Okay.
So we don't see anything. Sorry.
On our way out of town, Bragg says, "Can I just say to the five of y'all, this has been one of the more productive groups that I've been a part of in quite some time. And so, just wanted to express some appreciation for our current state and on the road ahead, you know? So, pleasure to work with all y'all, I suppose."
"Well, I have never worked with anyone who was not Yith Yankee, and I am pleasantly surprised."
"That's about as good as we're gonna get, isn't it? Pretty good."
I'm gonna wave at Brig, like, point to my head.
"Do you do that, like, while we're all looking at you?"
I'm gonna look at him like, "Can I help you, my friend?"
I don't know if like we're supposed to tell them about the telepathic link, but can I don't know.
Oh,
like,
you can't talk to me right now, unfortunately, through your telepathy.
Oh, why not? Oh,
you start thinking
because I didn't establish the link. I have to do it actively. It's
so I'm just like waving and gesticulating at Bragg.
"Lert, are you okay? You seem like there's a problem. You need some help."
"Alright, I'll establish the link. Alright, this seems like a good time as any."
Yeah, we never talked about how this was gonna work. Like, do I just
Well, I was hoping to keep it a little close to the chest, but, you know.
No, that's so fair. Hey,
no, it's okay. You know, we're here now.
No, I'll speak in common. I don't want to give it away yet.
No, you are. We're staring at each other. It's been a few seconds. So just let me. Just
by absolutely looking at both of you while trying to figure out why you are looking at each other. I mean, this
month is so intense. I'll speak out loud in common.
Mert, happy, run with crew that remind of goblins.
Thank you.
I think that also is a compliment.
Okay, I will accept your attempt at a compliment, and I am glad to be working with you as well.
Just like big old goblin grin with like all the pointy teeth visible.
Could I get a d6 roll and a d20 roll from someone?
I'll do a d6.
I'll do a d20.
Now who's ready to go make some money?
Oh gosh. Six.
Six?
11.
As you venture into the Bronwood, the slight pitter-patter of rain starts to fall around you. Gentle, not harsh, but present throughout the day. However, your first day passes without any sort of interruption.
What are the woods like that we're going through?
They're very arboreal piney, but there are like copses of birch and elm as well. It's definitely more like deciduous. Think like Canada. Canada's
in the land of Canada.
Canada's like kind of southern forests.
Or like southern Alaska in the summer.
Yes. Very much Alaska, Canada, sort of forests.
Big pines.
Yeah, and some of these pines are quite large. But kind of rocky shelves every now and then, lots of undergrowth and ferns and some wild grasses, but a lot of ferns, less grass and more ferns. It's not overly foggy like say it would be in the Severn Wood of Kazoon, but it is chilly, but not like freezing or anything like that, just kind of chilly.
I don't think Hayden has ever seen anything like this in his life before.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, we're just describing down the street.
As you come to the end of your day of travel, you guys start to bed down. Are you guys taking watches or anything like that?
Yes, we are taking watches. Mm-hmm. I will take at least a watch.
I will take the same watch as Zai.
Okay.
I'll do second middle of the night watch.
Okay.
When it's darkest.
You got three?
I'll go third watch.
Okay. Go ahead. Get siblings, not twins.
You can call us get twins.
Do you have dark vision?
I don't have dark vision.
It's a particularly dark night, so I'm gonna say unless you light a fire. Then it would
I'll join you on third watch.
I mean, I don't know if it would be better. As vision, like walking, is there, like, do we see signs of other people? Like, are we looking for like people or are we looking for animals?
Go ahead and make a real quick survival check and I'll allow for Visa as well since you're walking along. This is retroactive, obviously.
11. Also 11.
16.
You see footprints of humanoids. You see footprints of animals. It seems like this is a pretty well-traveled trail, both by humanoids and by animals. 16. You do see fairly recent footprints headed away from Esalen towards Windwode.
Okay, then I wouldn't
I wouldn't like light anything.
Okay. Then go ahead and make it at disadvantage.
Cool.
Rolled a 1 and a 3.
Okay.
All right. Pink die.
What do we got?
7.
7? It's quiet in the night. Without a fire, it's hard to see, but there is moonlight that peeks through the forest canopy as you sit in the middle of the kind of the game trail, chatting amongst yourself, reminiscing about killing your siblings or something.
I will ask Zai to give me like we're sleeping on the ground, coif, like a tighter braid that kind of keeps my hair like up off of my back, and like I will see if she needs.
Yes, now that we are traveling, it would make
we
more
need
sense
a better
dark hair.
Yes, we need the traveling
tight braids.
Absolutely,
yes.
And as Zai is braiding tightly, your luscious Gith hair, does a 22 hit.
Yes! While we're braiding our hair?
As you're braiding your hair.
We are being so quiet.
Swinging through the night, or being slung through the night is an arrow shaft that hits your shoulder, and you take 9 points of piercing damage.
Whoa!
And that's where we'll end tonight's episode.
I was thinking about watching with them because I have
dark vision.
But
yeah, I would be helpful to like
she's sleeping
yeah.
in
such a dome.